Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
The only podcast coming through your beat stereo is Cherry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure it got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders, Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine, whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. Saw you on TV and touched the screen. Touch on you, I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon to me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
So, okay, you talked about my hair, right? Before we have this whole conversation, let me tell you why I don't like having kids.
What? So
bathroom, I did my hair. My daughter was actually cutting her pumpkin while she was like poking holes in it. I won't say that I left her to do my hair while she was cutting it because that's not true. But she was like poking holes in it because she made an owl in her pumpkin, right? So it took her forever. First she drew it and then she cut it. So I went in the bathroom. As soon as my hair came from Amazon, took it out the bag, went in the bathroom and was doing my hair, right? I came out to check on her and she said, "Oh, mama, you look like Juliet Hovina."
Who's that?
Jay-Z's little sister.
Juliet Hovina. Kids are something else.
Motherfucking
wow. Wow. I'm over here about to look it up. Like, who is Juliet Hovina? She done made up some. She done made up a character.
Yeah, she's clowning me, basically.
Wow. What's wrong with looking like Jay-Z? Ain't nothing wrong with looking like Jay-Z.
No.
I don't see it. I don't know why she said that.
Because my family don't like fake hair.
Oh, you know what? I'm tripping. She's talking about the way Hov wearing his hair now.
Yeah, because he got locks.
Now that's even more funny now. That's even more funny. Oh, wow.
This is bad, man. Am I echoing? Because, you know, I'm in a new space. And unfortunately, my furniture hasn't come yet. It's probably somewhere off a dock in Long Beach.
Right. Yeah, they say everybody's stuff is on back order.
I ordered my thing in August. It is the end of October and it's...
Oh, my wife ordered a couch in August. She said they told her we're not going to get it till January.
Oh, so I tried to get my closet done, right? The closet people told me, pay me $6,000 now. That was last month in September. They wanted me to pay them $6,000, but they weren't going to come till February. I'm just a little bit too black for that.
Yeah.
Like California closets, I really want you to come in. I really want you to make my closet all pretty. Mm-hmm. But $6,000 now and you're going to come like 6 months later? I don't know. I ain't with it.
No, you can't trust that. They can go out of business and anything.
COVID is like the excuse that everybody's hiding behind.
So you got to tell everybody about your shirt you got.
Oh. So yes, in the intro, I told them, and you got to put like the little link below, okay?
Yeah.
So these next shows are going to be brought to you by Reception. I got on the Waldo exclusive. Mm-hmm. And it says Waldo, Geraldo, Faldo. And I figure I'm going to wear it all the time now because every time I walk out of the house, people think it's funny to ask me, where's Waldo?
Right.
And I can be like, he's on my tit tights.
Yeah, Waldo in 3D. That's what it looks like.
So.
Wow.
It's cute, right? I also ordered me a hoodie.
Oh, that's right. I got to order that stuff too. I'm so behind on ordering stuff because I don't go nowhere. So I'll be forgetting to order stuff.
Well, as the weather changes, you know, I figured I should be able to sit in the house with my Sup Sean shirt on.
Yeah, that's dope.
I got to wear it for Cherry's World Podcast since I don't go anywhere either.
That's dope. I got to get one, though.
One of the guys that own the show is dead now, so.
Oh.
That's
Miller Boyett, one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. See, now, what was your uncle on to that show?
Executive producer, but he was not a creator. He just came in after the first season.
Yeah.
The show wasn't doing as well as they wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of.
They needed a revival, and so they brought in the revival man.
Hey, you know what? I found out your uncle was behind two shows. I had no idea. Eve and Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He done touched almost everything Black on TV.
Wow. Malcolm Eddie. So I saw you on Eve. Did you never wanted to go on Malcolm Eddie, or you couldn't because that was during Family Matters?
I auditioned for Malcolm and Eddie. I didn't get the part.
But how would you have been able to do that if you were on Family Matters? Are you just gonna leave?
I don't think they were at the same time, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you just did anyway.
I mean, I probably Which part? Was I wasn't on every episode.
Huh?
I wasn't on every episode of Family Matters, so maybe it was like a week when I wasn't working.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know what part. That was like over 20 years ago. Do you know that statistically actors go on 100 auditions before they get one job? So do you know how many auditions I've been on? Right, me neither. But I've got told no a whole lot more than I've been told yes.
Wow. That's great. I had no idea. Then all of a sudden I see it. I'm like, wait a minute. He was behind this too?
Oh.
That's crazy.
Silver Spoons, The Jeffersons, The Odd Couple, Laverne and Shirley.
I didn't know he was behind The Jeffersons.
Mork and Mindy. Well, The Jeffersons. Okay, so the couple, the white man that was married to the Black woman, that was actually after my aunt and uncle. My uncle's white.
Nice.
Happy Days, Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, I knew about Happy Days, didn't know Mork and Mindy. That's
cool. I mean, so many things. The show that the Smollettes did. What was the name of that show?
Smollett.
Yeah, Journey Smollett.
Oh, yeah.
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Show. He was the creator of that show. Was it On Our Own?
I remember that. I don't remember the name, but I remember them. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know what I think is unfair? I don't know if you want to talk about this, but so they coming after that Smollett kid. What's that kid's name? The one that was on the TV show. I forget his name.
Is it Jesse?
Well, they come in Chicago. They're coming after him. They're trying to hem him up. And then the same thing with Governor Cuomo. Now they're coming after him. And it's like,
what are they coming after the governor for?
Oh, they're saying that sexual misconduct.
Oh, what was it?
Well, you know, he's Italian. You know how Italians, they kiss on the cheek, and they saying that sometimes he's supposed to ask before he does that to people. And the one of the ones that stuck. And that's the reason why he had to resign. And I'm like, okay, well, that's the cancel culture. That's what they want to do. But how are y'all getting everybody but Trump? That's the problem I have. You going to go like, come on, man. This dude was able to be president. And y'all coming after everybody. But he ain't had nothing come at him. Nothing stick.
I was going to say a lot of people have come after him. He pays them off or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. He's vowed to me, but, you know, his followers... they come after who they feel that they can pick on at the time. That's what I've learned.
It's crazy.
People are rude. And people don't really care. The cancel culture is, first of all, I'm a 70s baby. Okay, so I ain't with the cancel culture. I think it's lame. But with Facebook and their sensitive little, the pussification of America, because that's really what it is. Like, nobody's offended when children are abused. Nobody's offended when women are raped. But you're offended because a man greeted somebody and went, mwah, mwah.
Yeah, they say you're not supposed to do that now.
Fuck out of here.
So you're not supposed to do that without getting permission or something. Whatever. But I mean, whatever. Hey, I mean, it's happened to me from an Italian man and woman. Like, hey, I remember the first time I was like, hey, that's their culture. I'm like, the
were
hell?
You offended?
Huh?
Were you offended?
No, I was young. I just was like taken. Oh, well, I'm not offended, but I was just taken. Like I had to look. Like, oh.
Let me tell you, because I didn't grow up with some Italians. Okay, it is definitely their culture. But if they don't like you,
yeah. Right.
Or if they got to sing back from you,
yeah.
You ain't getting no hug.
Oh yeah. Hey, you want to hear a funny story? So a few weeks ago, did I tell you this? But anyway, me and my wife are out to dinner, or not dinner, lunch, brunch. And we're sitting, man, you know, I might not be able to tell this. Well, let's see. We're sitting across from these real mobsters in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like, you know, it's like brunch time downtown. And we sitting outside of the restaurant. And these hotshot lawyers come in and they see these mobsters. And they're like, oh, how you guys doing? Oh, yeah. And then you could tell the guy who didn't want to be seen was like kind of hidden off and stuff. And I'm like, wow, I'm watching this stuff. And then the guy was like, man, Tony's not going to believe that I'm with you. Can I get a picture? He said, no, you can't get a picture with me, you fucking prick. He said, you get a picture with him. No, don't get me on no camera. He's like, you still on parole? He said, yeah. And I was just watching them like, wow, these are some real mobsters. And then it was just, I'm listening to their conversation and the lawyers over there. I'm like, wow. It's crazy. It was my first time.
But they're older gentlemen, right? And that's how you know, like, real mobsters, it's a different time. They're not taking selfies and posting themselves on Instagram.
Right, right.
But then you got all these dudes who are posting themselves with their guns. They're posting themselves with their money. Yep. You, come on, dude, what is you doing?
Hey, and then, so it was like bees everywhere. Like, all we was just sitting outside. And the guy was like, this is a fucking hive over there or something. And so I'm just swatting, you know, the bee with the menu and shit. And so I guess the one guy had a young girl with him for a date. And I'm swatting. I almost hit the girl while I'm swatting in the air. And I'm like, oh, shit. I say, hey, I apologize. She's like, no, you didn't hit me. I was like, no, I know. And I'm apologizing to the guy and everything. And he's like, oh, it's all good. He said, just swing that way. And so I'm telling my wife, now I'm paranoid. You know, I'm a paranoid person. I'm like, man, could you imagine if I would have hit that girl with that menu? They would have chopped me up.
Well, maybe not. If the way you were apologetic, you didn't mean to do it.
Think about it like this. This young girl, I'm sure this was his girlfriend, not his wife. She goes home and they ask, what happened to your face? Oh, this big black guy just made a mistake and smacked me. And they're going to look at him like, you little fucking nigga. You know, like, we can't use this
part. Mooley.
Yeah, you're going to let this Mooley, the smacker, he was really apologetic. They're not going to let that happen.
All fairness, if I was with my brothers and my dude, and you would have smacked me with the fucking been a problem too.
It would have been a receipt. Yeah, it had to be. Because like you just can't let
if you didn't mean to do it, they might have just called me like, damn, he smacked shit out you with that.
Nah, I don't think so. I think that they really, and I was like this close.
No.
Like I was thinking like they probably would have had to do something. I would have told my wife, just go ahead. just leave.
Just go ahead. Okay, so let's talk about that. Some things happen, right? You always hear these guys, I tell you to go, just go. First of all, I'm like 45 years old. If that is a conversation we will have before we go out, that means I probably don't need to go nowhere with you.
What you mean?
Like if you ever went to go out with a guy, like I went to go out with a guy and he said, if I tell you to leave, you leave.
No, I've been there.
Okay, but I'm 45. I don't need to go anywhere with you because if there might be a situation where I have to leave,
yeah.
I don't need to be with you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Ever.
Well, you shouldn't have been with him in the first place.
That's I'm saying.
That's something we learned as we get older, you know.
Yes, as we get older. But like, I don't understand that. You know what else I don't understand? So I had this conversation with one of my single homegirls, right? You give me your sense on this. I want you to really, really think from a woman's standpoint, okay? She's been talking to this guy. I guess she met him over the internet. Total COVID thing, right? Mm-hmm. He's been talking about becoming intimate with her.
Right.
She's like, bro, I don't know you. I've never met you in person. So let's meet. Let's go have HIV test. And then we can continue further. He starts protesting. Right. I don't like having needles drawn and I get my blood taken all the time. Well, I didn't ask you for a test. Why do you want me to get a test? So she hit me and said, what do you think? I said, I think that motherfucker trying to give you HIV or something.
I mean, a lot of people, it's crazy. I feel the same way as y'all.
I was going to say.
A lot of people are just don't think like that though.
Why would you protest?
Yeah, a lot of people don't think like. I knew a girl who told someone the same thing. It was similar. It wasn't for HIV. What was it? It was an STD test. She said, we got to have an STD test. Mm-hmm. And he obliged. And
as he should. I think in this day and age, anybody would want to. Shit, now we might all need antibody tests. Let me see what your COVID say.
Right. That's why I'm like, man, how do y'all even meet up with strangers and stuff now?
I don't know. Retired. Done. Can't do it. Scared.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But the world must go on, because I know a lot of people that don't give a fuck. And they just steady meeting new people. And hey, like,
I hear people like protesting about getting tested. I've had over 100 and something tests, mm-hmm. because of work and trying to keep my family safe and everything during COVID. Like,
oh, you're talking about COVID tests. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, STD tests too. I get one every year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even have new partners. Yeah. But I still take the test. Yeah. But I don't understand somebody who would protest being tested.
Especially if you, if you like trying to move forward in your situation, you know, like either do it or you don't. Like, I don't see if that's the, that's what she wants. I don't see how you got to argue, how you going to argue back with her about it. Like, just be like, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it. But how you going to argue back with her? That's kind of fishy. Like,
I told her red flag, baby girl, red flags. Because they be in my DMs too. And I'm the first one that always be like, well, they trying to give me something. Because they just a little bit too. You've seen my DMs?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I try not to. I never click on it. I made a mistake once on Facebook, and you got some weirdos. Let's even talk about these weirdos. Like,
yeah, talk about it. So you made the mistake once on Facebook, and what happened?
Yeah, what happened? It wasn't even a dick pic. It was something else. What did he do?
It was a video of him on the toilet, right?
Exactly. And that's when I blocked him.
Yes, but
I thought it was some business. I thought it was business because at first the chain was started, the message feed was something about money and all this kind of stuff. So I thought it was business.
Because he wanted to pay me.
Yeah.
So the same guy I've been blocking for well over 10 years. That's why I knew exactly what it was when you were like, I'm never. So just so you know, Courtney calls me one day and was like, I'm never checking your messages again. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? I said, oh, was a dude with the shit? So this dude has been writing me for 10 years. I block him constantly. And somehow he comes back and he shows me his shit in the toilet and asks me if I like the turds. He takes a video of him on the toilet. He also offers to pay me to defecate on him. Maybe that's the word I could say, right? Defecation. He offers me money to defecate on him. Then there's another man who offers me money if I would step on his penis. Did you get him?
No.
He wants me to wear stilettos and step on his penis. He wants me to pull on it. There's another one who wants to drink my urine straight from the tap first thing in the morning. I have some disgusting.
So why first thing in the morning and not like later on in the evening? Why specifically first thing in the morning? I got
to
hear.
It's supposed to be the most potent, I guess.
What a great answer. These people are amazing.
So he told me to look it up. It's a whole fetish that I knew nothing about. People drinking people's urine straight from the tap is what he calls it. He wanted to save me from getting up to go to the bathroom. I could just lay right there in bed.
Why did you turn it down? First of all, how much money is he offering?
I don't know. Who cares? So, first of all, there's so many reasons why to say no. There's another man who wants me to piss on him. So the piss guy, I actually thought about it. Let me not lie, okay? $15,000 to piss on him. I was like, well, if I take my brother with me, I can't get killed, right? So I was thinking of like taking my brother with me, breaking him off a little bit of money. Both of my brothers was like, we'll go. But then I'm thinking like the second I pull my pants down and start to, and then he just shoots me in my shit or something, or punches, like, I'm sorry. And the guy who wants to drink straight from the tap, like you can catch STDs from people's mouth. I don't, if you're drinking people's piss, like, what's your dental records like, bro? You drink piss. I don't want your mouth on me. I don't think they could pay me enough. Something just ain't worth the money. Speaking of passing up a lot of money, did you see that my man Ice Cube passed up a job for $9 million because he doesn't want to get vaccinated?
No. What job is it? I never heard of this.
I don't know. It's a film or something. It came out today.
Cube ain't getting vaccinated, huh?
Nope.
But I never heard, like, I thought, you know, Cube is a director. I didn't know. So they, he do act. He do act too.
Yeah, he's an actor too. He produces.
Yeah.
But like Netflix, if you work for Netflix right now, supposedly all Netflix shows, you have to be vaccinated.
I think everywhere is going to be like, I mean, according to, you know, this mandate, they say anything over 50 employees have to be vaccinated.
What's up, Cherries World Podcast? If you want to see me the next year, so it looks like you're going to be seeing me here.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different reasons not to, and I heard some reasons. I don't know. It's like the commercials. Like, it's like, why are they just like, why are they stressing it so hard? It's like, I don't know. It's like something about it.
So they're vaccinating America for free, right?
Yeah.
But there's 2.5 million homeless children that they won't feed.
Yeah. Then like, why is like cancer treatments, people have to pay so much for insulin. It's like all this other stuff. Like you won't get that stuff away for free, but you'll give this stuff away. I don't get it. I don't know. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I actually try to stay away from those people. But
you know what? I'm not necessarily anti-vaxxer either. But what I will say is we don't know what a vaccine will do to you until it's on the market for 10 years.
And let me be clear. I did get the first shot. I did not get the second shot at all.
And why? Can I ask?
Why did I get the first shot?
No, why didn't you get the second shot?
I read more about the second shot. And when it was time for me to get the second shot, I started hearing about a third shot. And then I was like, nah. And what convinced me to even get the first shot was a Trump supporter told me, he said, yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and get vaccinated. Enough of the bullshit. I'm just going to go ahead and get vaccinated. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and try it too. So I went and got the first shot. And then it's like my sister told me, said, don't, she's in the medical field. She had to get it. And she was like, don't when they say get it in 3 weeks, wait an extra 2 weeks.
Off schedule.
Yeah. So it'd been like 5 weeks. Then all of a sudden I hear about a booster shot. I'm like, wait a minute. And then it's another shot after that for people that's, I'm like, nah, forget it.
Because they just don't know. The truth is they just don't know.
They just,
it's like a big ass experiment.
Yeah, and I just, yeah. And my family, except it's only like me and my one other person in my family that's not fully vaccinated. One person is not vaccinated at all. That I'm talking about, that I'm close with. And everybody else is. I just, now they talking about for the kids and something like, I just, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just not with it right now.
I just don't feel like we know enough. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And I think people had it right. Like, why everybody getting mad at, and I'm not even a big Kyrie Irving fan, but like the way they treating him, it's like, wow, why y'all treating him?
It's unfair. That's what I don't like, is the right to choose, because everybody's DNA is different. Everybody's chemical makeup.
Exactly.
And you don't know how something is going to respond to somebody else's
exactly
makeup, because I have autoimmune system issues that run in my family.
Okay.
I don't know if there's something lying dormant in my blood. My mother has major autoimmune issues.
They ask you that too before you take it. So they probably wouldn't even let you take it anyway.
Depends on who it is.
Well, I know when I went, I got the first Pfizer shot. And then at first they were like, it's 80% good. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool then. Because I'm not saying.
But you have to sign a release. The release that you sign says it could be deadly. Says that there could be adverse reactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you have to read the whole release.
Yeah, it does say that. It does say that it could be. But they ask you certain questions like about your heart, and they ask you, have you had this? They ask you like 8 things. So if you got that, they probably wouldn't. They see what I'm saying. So they don't have none for you anyway then.
It depends on who the doctor is. Some doctors are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, and if they're getting kickbacks, they push it.
It's not a doctor. I don't know how they're doing it where you at, but it's not a doctor. It's actually like a lab you go to, and you got it. It's like you go to one counter first, then you go to another counter, then you go and get the shot. And I seen them reject. This is for Pfizer. I actually seen them reject certain people because according to this, you're not eligible to even get this. So they might not even let you get it.
So heart disease runs in my family.
Yeah, they might not let you get it because that's one of the things they talk about.
My family dies of major heart attacks. My mother's had 15. My grandmother had 18 heart attacks.
See, so they don't have none for you.
No. Let's wait 10 years and see what happens with other people. And then I probably still ain't going to do it. Let me just be real.
I mean, I never was a flu shot person or none of that stuff. But the difference is, I think that... they're saying that this is in the air, whereas the flu is actually like how do you catch the flu? I forget.
You mean they're putting it in the air?
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know.
It's very weird. It's very scary, but it's one of the reasons why I'm super duper selective. Like, I've lost a lot of friends. People think that I'm paranoid or they don't, you can't just stop living your life. I'm like, dude, I have people who depend on me.
Yeah.
Like, if something happens to me,
yeah,
they're going to be in trouble. So I'm sorry, hanging out and going to dinner and being your friend is not more important than my family. It's just not.
That's true. That is true. So I that's what I was asking. I'm like, well, even if I did want to get the second shot, I think I'm so far behind. They might make me start all over. So I'm like, ain't no sense of me even playing this game. So I'm just like.
I just say God bless everybody, you know, and everybody should do what's right for them.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to convince you not to get the shot if that's what you want to do. But don't try to convince me that I should if I feel in my stomach that I ain't going
to
do it.
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't make nobody. You should never force nobody to have surgery if they don't want to. Yeah. You know, I remember we knew somebody else close to us and they say you need dialysis. He's like, psh, I ain't getting it. I'm cool. And he died the way he wanted to die. He
was like, but you can't force somebody to.
Can't force nobody to do something. It's their body.
Mm-mm. I agree.
It's their body. You know that. So it's this new show on ABC. Me and my wife started watching. It's with Eve.
Congratulations, Eve.
Eve Brandy. The girl from Power and the Puerto Rican girl. I've seen her before.
Taraji? Who's the girl from Power? Oh, she's from Empire.
Yeah. I just know her name is Tasha. I can't remember what her real name is. Notori. She's from
Notori.
Yeah. So this is the one. So now check this out. They got her playing a woman who is in love with another woman. And I don't know, maybe I'm the one that's behind on the times because I don't watch modern TV as much. But I thought you were the first black woman to be doing that. Now all of a sudden they got her doing it. And guess what? Her girlfriend on there looks just like your girlfriend from Punky.
50 Show? Is it
50
Cent Show?
No. It's the it's called ABC Queens.
Oh, ABC, I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm like, wow, obviously must have been a good idea because they got her doing it. And nobody, like, they didn't even promote it as that. It
just, I love Notori. We can get Notori on the show.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know her?
Yeah. Years.
Wow. I met the other girl from the group a long time ago at a
hotel. Which one?
The Puerto Rican, I think. Whichever
one. Oh, uh-huh.
You know her?
No.
Oh, man. I met her.
Adrian Bailon.
That's the one.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan. I watch the Cheetah Girls, so I know who they are. And plus, there's another one with a gap in her teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get her on the show because the young people always ask me if I'm her.
Really?
Like, no, baby. She's like 20.
I was in the whole. I can't use this for the show, but I was in the whole. Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's World. Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's World. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's World. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's World.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.